Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Clive and Jane and all the guys, the real word of the Lord is let God arise and let his enemies be. Amen. Amen. I want to just share with you, I will share a few funny stories today. Is that all right? Okay. But I'm going to share with you a fantastic scripture. If you want to turn to Ephesians 6. And in verse 10. Now, I'm using the Amplified version. Okay. Let's do that again. I'm using the Amplified version. It's a little bit long, but it's all right. Now, listen to what it says. It says, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him, which his boundless might provides. Should we say boundless? Amen. Amen, Mark. Boundless. Be strong in the Lord. See, let God arise for me. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. It's not about us arising in our own strength, but it's about arising in the grace of God. Amen? As we depend upon the Holy Spirit. And Christ has really placed at our disposal resources of strength that only he can supply. Isn't that exciting? God, this is the first time in 17 years that I've preached on a Sunday morning. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I'm going to have fun if nobody else is. Thank you, Jesus. We recognize two vital things. One, you have intimate contact with Jesus. Amen. You have access to that throne of grace, and the boundless might of his riches are yours this morning. For you to lay hold of, for you to grab hold of. And also, in Jesus, you have the limitless possibilities to grab him and to receive from him. But the key is that we draw our strength that comes from the union that we now have in Christ. Amen. That's the key. If we stay in that place of relationship, if we stay seeking first God and his kingdom, if we stay seeking him, there is a place of power. There's a place of that entry point in our lives. That the life that we receive, the sustenance of God, is continually refreshed. Because God is abundant in his grace. Amen. For you this morning and every person on the planet. 6 billion people grace abounds for. Amen. Some of them haven't grabbed hold of it yet, but the reality is the truth of that. I love this passage. Genesis 17. You don't have to turn there. I love this bit. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am Almighty God. When he's not firing on all four cylinders, and his wife's not firing on all four cylinders also, God comes to him and says, I am your Almighty God. I'm your strength. I'm your source of life. Now, Sarah does something quite funny. She laughs a little bit. That doesn't quite go down too well. But I love what it says. It says, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am the Almighty. He is El Shaddai. Amen. For you today, for me today. Amen. Abraham may have been weak, but God was strong. Now this is for me, there's just a little gem inside this. The word Shad, that's H-A-A-D, as in El Shaddai, but Shad is the Hebrew word for breast of a woman. It is a place where the baby gets the sustenance, the nourishment, and everything from. So somehow encapsulated in El Shaddai is God kind of saying to Abraham, I'm your source of strength. I'm your source of life. I am God Almighty. Amen. I am your supplier. I am the one that's going to fulfill the promise because I've spoken it. God has spoken promises over my life and your life. Amen. He is going to fulfill it, but in his grace and in his power. Hallelujah. In the same way, who strengthens David's heart and arms so that he could defeat the giant Goliath? Who has set Joseph from the pit to the throne? Who has opened prison doors for Peter? Who gave Stephen grace to die and pray for his murderers? Who has turned our darkness into light? Jesus! Amen. He's done that. He's done it. And this morning he stands by at our sides at this moment. He stands with us. But the starting place for us to receiving the strength of the Lord must be in realizing our own weakness and admitting you can't do the will of God in your own power. Amen? We can't succeed in our own strength. Let's just look at one man in the New Testament, just briefly. Do you remember Paul? Did he have an easy time? No. He did he? Everywhere he went, there was persecution. This is a good news story this morning. Don't get bowed heads in a minute. He was whipped, he was chained, he was beaten, he was stoned, he was shipwrecked, he was naked, he was cold. And yet, somehow in the midst of it, he's in all of these situations. He's facing all of these things. And we read in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 8. Here we have another situation. Three times I pleaded with the Lord, take it from me. What did he want? He wanted to be free from the resistance and the aggro. Have you ever felt like that? Yeah. Is it only me that's felt like that? God has a habit in my life of throwing me into situations where, well, I have to trust in God. And probably what God has done in your life, he's thrown you into situations where you have to trust in him. Now here is this fantastic thing. He's pleading with the Lord. Three times I pleaded, God, you know, hello, farewell, as we descend by. He's, you know, he wants to get out. You know, what do we do when tough times are tough? What do? We want to get out of here. We want to move out. But three times he's pleading. And you know what God says, don't you, next? You know what's coming, don't you? The scripture, but the word that came to him, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. The Lord was saying to Paul, don't ask me to remove these things, but rather ask that my grace and my strength will raise you above and through what you cannot handle. Amen. His grace is sufficient for us. I'm just going to tell a story, just a short story about my own mum and dad just for a minute. My dad's kind of like, he's nearly 80 now. And I don't know about you, you know, this is only reference to my dad. He's, as he's got older, he's just got a little bit braver. He's got a little bit like he doesn't care. And when I go driving with him now, I just say, Dad, I'll drive, it's all right. You know, when you sort of go over a roundabout, well, when you go over a roundabout rather than there. He's a bit like that now. A few years ago, they went. So he's got this kind of that spirit. Do you know what I mean? Oh, I can do it. You know what I mean? I might be 75, but I can do it. A few years ago, they decided to go to the Lake District, and And it was just a fantastic opportunity. They took a couple of friends with them. I think the combined age inside the car was about 300. So that's no disrespect to anyone. That's just what the situation was. And here they are. So my dad decides, you know, does the old, let's off-road. But not in an off-road car. Yeah. So here he is, he's going up this mountain, and the thing's getting steeper and steeper and steeper and steeper. And all of a sudden, this car starts going over the side of the cliff. Now, there's probably a 100-foot drop down, and there is no way, no way at all that he can... My mum's about this height, believe it or not. I love her dearly, but she's about this height. And, she's giving my dad's stick, ducky, 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 And my dad's... My dad's kind of like got hold of the steering wheel. It's all right, it's all right. And they're all, don't panic, Mr. Manwin in the background, All that kind of stuff. You ever been driving with your dad? Don't come with me if my dad's driving, though. And all of a sudden, they start going down this cliff. Now, out from nowhere comes this huge minibus full of like rugby players. The kind of people that could pick up your mum and just sort of run off with them, And what amazes me was, there is no way that they could get out of the situation. But God in his love, God knows. You see, I've prayed so much for my mum and dad. I can't, I'm believing, thanking God. They don't know the Lord yet, but they will. But I praise God, that promise still holds, If he wants to bring a whole load of supermen out of a minibus, and they just lifted the car and put it back on the track. In the same way, when you can't do it in your own strength, God lifts you out of it. Amen? Lifts you out of the situation. Where there are no obstacles, there isn't the need for power. If there aren't any obstacles, there's no need for the power. Just imagine for a minute, okay, Just say I was asked to go to an international off-road world champion final in driving. And I was told that my car and everything would be there. And it'll all be there, it'll be okay. You just need to turn up for the day, you just need to look. You're just invited to this thing, I had it all in my heart. And when you get there, what you find is, you see everybody's 4x4, Isuzu Trooper, Charger, what Range Rover, you see all these cars, and you look down for where your car is, and then when you see where your car is, it's a Reliant Robin. No condemnation for Reliant Robins, and anybody watching now, don't write me any letters, it's just an illustration. What would you do? Go home, ask for another car. But imagine, we sometimes feel like that as Christians. We sometimes feel God brings us into situations, and what we do is we look at ourselves. We look at our abilities, we look at our own weakness, but we, instead of actually looking to God and seeing, God, you are mighty, you are gracious, what we do is we get the Reliant Robins. Here are you, mighty man of valor. You could go into the situation, I'm a Reliant Robin. I can't do it. I'm a Reliant Robin. Have you ever had that? Is it only me? I've got children. Thank you, Jesus. I'm working through stuff. Yeah, stuff that sometimes I'm going, God, I'm a Reliant Robin. He says, no, you're a child. You can connect to my grace. My grace is going to lift you. My grace is going to take you through. My grace is going to strengthen you. Amen? I am going to tell you a funny story. Where I used to work, one of the electricians where in the factory we used to work years ago, he had a maintenance pit in his garage. So when it was built, he had this I don't know, where you can stand up in it and work on the car. You know what I mean? It was quite deep. And he had it specially built because he did a lot of work on people's cars. And he said to his, one of his friends said to him, is there a chance I could borrow your maintenance pit? Any chance I could, you know, just sort of use it? Yeah, no problem. What I'll do, I'll leave the garage door wide open, and then just, you know, just let us know when, you know, what time you're going to come round, and I'll, you know, you just come in and use it. So here he is sitting there with his wife and kids, and he's eating his fish and chips and all what have you, all talking around, and all of a sudden he hears this humongous crash. He goes, no, what's happened? So he runs out, all of his family run out. The guy has only driven a Robin Reliant. Down the hole. I think that's superb. Let's not have the wisdom to back it up over the hole. Let's drive the thing down the hole. Praise God it's fiberglass. I think it's probably easier to lift out, actually. But sometimes we get ourselves in situations. We get ourselves into stuff. You see, a soldier is trained to run to the conflict, not away from it. When we are going through a tough time, we may want to run from it. Now listen, this is part for me is, you know, the way that God has led in my life. Sometimes God's placed, seemed like impossible situation upon possible situation upon possible situation. And you're facing this stuff on the inside. You're facing, in a sense, what are we facing? We're facing our own limitations. But the wonderful thing is, you see, now don't shoot me down for saying this. Not every negative or difficult situation we face will be changed. Yeah, not everyone. Victory does not always mean the circumstances change. Victory comes as we change. As we lay hold of the grace of God in the situation. Victory comes. We're overcomers. Amen? But we can only do it through that limitless power and that grace. And here's a fantastic thing right at the end. At the end of 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10, it says, for when I am weak, I am made strong. His weakness and inability was no longer his limitation. Yeah? So for some of us today, what happens, you know, I mean, some of us, we've got situations that it's almost like there's resistance in the spirit, or there's a challenge at work, a challenge in the home, a challenge with our children. And God, and in a sense, and what God isn't saying is he's not saying, church, don't rise up in your own natural strength, but dig yourself deep into me. Amen. Dig yourself deep into me and into every limitless, boundless might of my grace, and I will carry you through. I'll even carry you over. But my grace is sufficient for you. Every family difficulty. You know, we've had some stuff kick off in our family, in our own family here, and in the wider family. And I've just had to say, God, let God arise. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. As I trust in him and as I walk it through, in a sense, with him. You see, I'm aware of my weakness. The other night I was out with Sue and our old knees were knocking, you know what I mean? We're doing stuff. We're like, Father God, we don't know what we're doing. But you do. Your grace lifts us through it. Out the other side. And that's the truth for you. Amen. So when you get a difficult, sometimes we get situations that seem hard. They press against us. They almost like, oh, Father, 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 that isn't the time to, I'm out, okay. Away we go. It's not that time. It's the time to say, God of all grace, God of all mercy, God of all might and power, I dig into you this morning. I lay hold of you this morning. You're my victory. You're the one who sustains me. You're the one where that boundless might can raise me out of the situation and take me through on dry ground. When the fire comes, it won't burn you. When the river comes, it won't flood over you. Because Christ in you, the hope of glory is going to rise out of you. Amen. That's the truth. That's the truth. We're always going to be aware of our weakness. Let's get used to it. But let's be aware of His greatness. Let's be aware of His strength, of His might. Thank you, Jesus. It is an invitation to yoke up to Jesus, to let Him pull the load and walk in the power of His might. Why would Jesus say, my yoke is easy and my burden is light? If He wasn't going to come and take hold of the rein of that yoke, if He wasn't going to come and say, I am more than enough that you need to supply what you need for that situation. And yet what we sometimes do, we become weak-kneed. We become afraid because we look at ourselves and say, God, how are you going to do this? But as we trust in that awesome grace, we're going to see God arise. We're going to see situations may change in some ways, you know, to degrees. Now, I read in Romans, I think this morning, I was just, bear with me, just for a sec. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. What did I read this morning? Oh, man. Romans 8, verse 28. We are assured and know that God being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to and for those who love God and are called according to His design and purpose. For those whom He foreknew, of whom He was aware and loved beforehand, He also destined from the beginning, foreordaining them to be molded into the image of His Son and share inwardly His likeness, that He might become the firstborn among many brethren. And those whom He thus foreordained, He also called, and those He called, He also justified, acquitted, made righteous, putting them in a right standing with Himself. And those whom He justified, He also glorified, raising them to a heavenly dignity, condition, or state of being. What then shall we say, all of this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who can be our foe if God is on our side? He who did not withhold or spare even His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, He not all also with Him freely and graciously give us other things? Whom shall bring any charge against God's elect when it is God whom justifies? That is, who puts us right relationship to Him? Who should come forward and accuse or impeach those whom God has chosen? Will God who acquit us? Who shall separate us from the love of from Christ's love? Shall suffering, affliction, tribulation, calamity, distress, persecution, hunger, or destitution, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are put to death all day long. We are regarded and counted as sheep to the slaughter. Yet amid all things, we are more than conquerors. And again, a surpassing victory through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded beyond doubt, am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things impending, threatening, nor things come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. That is the truth for us. That is the truth for us this morning. Can I just have the band just up here, the guys in the band? Check. So amazing, just the chorus. Okay. In 2 Corinthians 2:14, the message says, and I got it. God leads me from place to place in one perpetual victory parade. God leads me from place to place in one perpetual victory parade. Thank you, Jesus. Shall we stand? Just say to the Lord, if you've been struggling in your own strength to arise, if you've been looking at your own weakness and that weakness has caused you to be oppressed, depressed, let's look to Jesus now. Let's look to the author and perfecter of our faith. Let's look to him now. And if we've done that, if we've gone to that place where we're going through resistance, we're going through situations, this is a time to let God's grace arise in our hearts today. Amen? So just lift our hands today. Just lift our hands. Just receive His grace. Just receive His grace. Just receive His glory today.